Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's such a good record. It's the record of the week this week. It's Danny Wilson, and I think that's wonderful. Hopefully a big hit. The Second Summer of Love, coming up on 7 o'clock, and actually we have an exclusive for you to join in with. So 7 o'clock, led by a management person. The Right Honourable Johnny Beerling is here. This is you. Come here. Have you ever done a her before?
No.
Right, it's your first. When I point at you.
Across the UK.
Wow, oh, I love it.
Monday to Friday.
By royal appointment.
The Breakfast Show. Radio 1 FM. Simon Mayo. Start your day with the Breakfast Show.
This is Radio 1 broadcasting to you on 96.0 in Belfast on the FM, Oxfordshire's 98.2, Central Scotland's 98.6, some parts of the north of England 98.8, the Midlands is 98.4, South Wales, Avon and Somerset 98.7, London's 104.8, and it's 10.53 in 10.89 medium wave across the entire country. Ooh. Well, as you know, there's
31 days in May.
31. And this is the 31st. Woo-hoo. And it's 1989, of course. Well, it's still St. Sheila of Nichols Day today, and in this packed-out hour before 8 o'clock, we're going to exam check on school report as ever, the latest sport, and we give you the top hits from trio Soul to Soul, Natalie Cole and Tina Turner, and Rod hits the headlines.
In the news, holidaymakers could be hit by a strike at passport offices. Should four-year-olds be tested at school? Plus, troops in Norway say knickers to dirty linen. And here's the weather principal.
And on the 31st day of May, the low's 10 and the high 16.
That's the second Cry Before Dawn single that I thought is absolutely wonderful. Gone Forever from a couple of years ago. Still getting letters about that because I couldn't remember the title a few weeks ago. But Witness for the World, Cry Before Dawn, what a great song. Thank you, guys, for giving us that song. It's really nice. Good morning to your weather's coming up, by the way. Sarah Eads, who yesterday was rushed into hospital for an emergency hernia operation. She complained to her GP a couple of weeks ago about heartburn and indigestion. Specialist confirmed that it was indeed a hernia. And the specialist advised Sarah to take some time off before he operated. Well, yesterday she went into casualty at Andover War Memorial Hospital. And 6 hours later, she gave birth to a 7-pound, 13-ounce baby, and no one had noticed that she was, in fact, pregnant. And it wasn't a hernia, after all. And she and her husband, David, now looking for a name because they just haven't had time to think of one.
How about Sybil? It's a lovely name.
Sybil's a very lovely name.
And it'll always be a topic of conversation. Temperatures today...
Especially as it's a boy.
It's not. It's a girl, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Between 10 and 16 degrees today, temperature-wise. This morning, there have been reports of frost in certain places. Rod was saying when he got into his car in Hertfordshire this morning, he had to scrape the ice from the window.
Jack Frost had been there.
Watch out in the gardens. It's a bit dangerous for the plants and things, frost this late. Anyway, Scotland and Northern Ireland, quite a cold day with rain everywhere, and again over the Highlands we should see a little bit of sleet or even snow. Most of the showers though should have exhausted themselves by early this afternoon. England and Wales mainly dry, but Northern England will see some rain by this evening. Everywhere else should be dry all day with sunny spells, but it will cloud over late in the day. The outlook is for more cold and unsettled weather,
and Sybil's gardening tips continue later. Trying to work out how a woman can not know she's pregnant. 7-pound, 13-ounce baby is a large baby. Well, decent sized baby. It's a big hernia, one that's moving inside, kicking around a bit. Incredible. As for Sarah Eads, that's Sam Brown. Can I get a witness? Going to witness. Okay, trio and da da da. In just a second, 7:13. Here's Rod with headline news.
Thank you, Simon. A man held Surrey police at Radio 1, commercial free at 7:13.
Rise and shine on Radio 1. Good morning.
An inspirational song, Trio Da Da Da. They originally did it for a joke. There's a Mickey take about electronic music, and it was a huge hit. Headline sport on Radio 1, 7:17. A rather low crowd, 9,006. Saw Scotland beat Chile last night at Hampden Park, 2-0 in the final of the Rouse Cup. Doesn't
really have an exciting ring about, isn't it? 9,006 people there at Hampden. It was Aston Villa striker Alan McAnally scored the opening goal on his debut. Murdo McLeod got the other one. Despite the win, though, England win the Rouse Cup with 3 points from two games. Scotland just have the 2 points. As World Cup action this evening, Wales take on West Germany in a qualifying match at the National Stadium. Wales have got a win to keep alive their hopes of qualifying for the finals in Italy next year. And in last night's 4th Division First Leg Final Playoff, that's a catchy little title, Wrexham and Leighton Orient drew 0-0, which leaves Orient, I guess, favourites for promotion in the second leg, which is on Saturday, and the football season goes on and on and on. In yesterday's county matches, there were wins for Worcestershire, Hampshire and Middlesex, the others finishing as a draw. This evening at the GMEX Centre in Manchester, Barry McGuigan has the latest of his comeback fights. It's a super featherweight contest against Jim McDonnell and is a world title eliminator. And the French Open tennis continues today with Britain's Jeremy Bates in action. Yesterday, Boris Becker and Ivan Lendl went through to the next round, with Boris Becker playing some of his best tennis, apparently, for many years, warming up for Wimbledon. And a final sporting word from Harvard University, where they are finally getting round to playing cricket. Believe it or not, trouble is there's only 12 players, so they're playing sort of six a side, which is slightly different. Stephen Blythe is the guy behind him. He's a 21-year-old graduate from Christ College in Cambridge. The only difference is, he says, that the Cambridge authorities over there can't actually tell the difference between cricket and croquet, which leads to some interesting problems when they're asking for kit. And they get mallets instead of cricket bats. That would be an interesting game. This is Radio 1 FM at 7:19. Playing Bobby Brown.
Aircheckdownloads.com.